From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration has temporarily halted new leases for coal production on federal land. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the Interior Department plans an in-depth review of the finances and environmental consequences of the coal leasing program.
40% of the country's coal production happens on federal land. Current policy encourages mining to ensure the country has enough coal to generate electricity. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says that means the government sometimes collects less than the established royalty rates, up to 12.5%.
We had a regular practice of considering royalty reductions, and as we've looked at the program, there are royalty rates as low as 2%.
The government collected nearly $1.3 billion from the coal program last year. Environmentalists argue coal should be left in the ground because of climate change. The industry and its supporters warn the moratorium could lead to higher electricity rates. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Walmart says it will close 254 stores across the U.S. and internationally. NPR's Chris Arnold reports online shopping is continuing to pressure the nation's largest retailer.
Closing hundreds of stores and laying off thousands of workers is never small potatoes, but Walmart has upwards of 11,000 stores globally, so that's only about 2% of Walmart stores that are actually closing. Still, the move shows that Walmart is trying to reposition itself on a changing landscape. Back in October, Walmart said that profits could fall as much as 12% this year. Some of that was due to the company investing more in e-commerce, upgrading stores, and also increasing wages for workers. But it would not be right to say that all this means that Walmart is shrinking. The company says next year it will open even more stores around the world than it's closing. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Sales at the retail level took a minor hit in December. The Commerce Department reporting today retail sales declined by a seasonally adjusted 0.1% last month to $448 billion. Online sales rose 3%, but that was less than analyst estimates. A sea of red on Wall Street today as the stock market continues what has been an extraordinarily rocky start. All three of the major U.S. stock market indices plunging by more than 2%. All three also now officially in what is known as correction mode, a drop of 10% or more from the most recent peaks. Gus Fouché is senior economist with PNC Financial. He says he thinks the volatility isn't over yet.
I think there's going to be more volatility in U.S. financial markets than we've seen for a number of years. There's concern about China and the global economy more generally. We have the Federal Reserve raising interest rates for the first time since 2006, so that has markets on edge. So I think that there's a lot going on there and that we may see a lot of up and downs in the U.S. stock market until things get settled out.
Also adding to investor worries, another big drop in oil prices. Today, the Dow fell 390 points to 15,988. The Nasdaq was down 126 points. You're listening to NPR. Michigan's governor now says he is seeking help from the federal government in dealing with an ongoing water crisis in the city of Flint. According to Governor Rick Snyder, he's looking for $31 million to help deal with the crisis, noting the need of residents exceeds the state's capabilities. Snyder says he's hoping for $10 million for 3 months' worth of clean drinking water for affected residents and millions more for filters and water testing kits. The city's water supply became contaminated in 2014 when a new pipeline was under construction. The man who played Grizzly Adams on television has died. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, actor Dan Haggerty died earlier this morning from cancer. He was 74 years old.
Children of the 1970s remember Dan Haggerty, lavishly bearded and at ease in the California mountains, with his equally furry animal friends and the occasional lost little girl.
Dan, stop your begging. We got company. Say hi to the lady.
Haggerty was one of those actors indelibly identified with one role. A gentle frontiersman who reflected the era's environmentalist movement.
Come here, little fella.
Haggerty was born in Wisconsin and started in Hollywood as a bodybuilder. He played Grizzly Adams in a movie that was a surprise hit in 1974 and led to the TV series. Dan Haggerty played Grizzly Adams in several other movies over the years, most recently in 2000. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
The nation's airlines were doing a better job of getting passengers to the gate on time in November. According to the U.S. Transportation Department, flights on the 13 biggest airlines arrived on time 83.7% of the time, up from 80.6% from the same period a year earlier. Hawaiian Airlines and Delta had the best rankings. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.